going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Truly with this story, I'm really not trying to shame anyone. It's just one of those things that has happened to all of us at some point. If you live in or around the city or an apartment complex, Sam was saying, you know all too well the conversation we're about to have here about the car alarm. Dan, last night.
Yeah.
Did you see the post?
Yeah, I did.
I met my daughter for dinner at one of my favorite little restaurants, hers too, the French Market in Prairie Village. It is street side dining at its finest. Tiny little tables.
It was nice weather.
It's beautiful
last
weather.
Night.
And so, what you know, it's just a few doors down from Houston's Hardware, and everyone was packing the patio because it was such a gorgeous night out.
Yeah, let's go out. Let's have some drinks.
Oh my gosh,
let's get
incredible.
Some food.
It's important to frame this conversation that the two businesses to the right of French Market were closed. They're like after six kind of businesses.
Yeah.
One was like a daycare and one was something else. The businesses down to the left were closed. So really the only thing open right there, it was like an optical shop. The only thing open was to dine. And then all the way down is the little hardware store on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So there was really only one place for the car owner to be when this happened. And I'm only going to play this for like, I don't know, less than one half of one second because it was so jarring. And
let it rip.
Oh my gosh. You guys, it continued for 10 minutes. I wish I was joking. I am not.
They let it rip. Why don't we?
10 minutes. Listen. Okay, that's it. I'm going to stop it.
And it's one of those newer fancy cars that has
ear-piercing. I'm outing the car because the car, it's got to be part of the discussion, Sam.
Okay.
I'm outing the car. I'm sorry. It's got to be done. It was a Porsche. I don't know why that makes it worse, but it does.
It was a brand new four-door Porsche, either a Taycan or a Panamera, I think they're called.
I don't know. I've never had $1 million to spend on a car.
Yeah.
That's quite the alarm.
It was parked, Dan.
Wailing, ear-piercing.
I don't know. 8 feet from the closest table on the patio. And one of the problems with this alarm was that it would blare like that for about 45 seconds, ear-shattering. And then it stopped.
Oh.
And so you would get this false sense of like,
okay.
Oh God, thank God it's over. And you would just get back to your conversation. Pew, pew. It would start up again. This went on for 10 minutes.
Where was the owner?
So we're all sitting there and a woman a couple of tables down says, I can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'm going over to the car. We've got to figure this out.
And by the way, this is a busy patio. Every seat was
packed
based on the video that you showed me.
40 to 50
yeah.
people.
Not like a couple of groups out there.
And keep in mind, French Market is a tiny, quaint place. You know, you go inside, you can buy some jam, you can buy some jellies, you can buy some like croissants. And then there's a tiny little area where you can sit inside. And I only bring that up because the owner of the car was inside. And then outside, bam, you're street side. And so one of the things we were all saying last night, have you ever been in a situation where everyone, you're all strangers, Everyone bands together to get something done because we were all like, this can't continue.
So what did y'all do? Went over to the car, popped the tires, break the windshield?
A woman got up and she said, this is ridiculous. I think someone needs to open the car door. Maybe if we just open the car door, it will stop. I film her. She goes over and she's looking at the car like, how do we get this stopped? Opens a door, shuts the door. It stops.
Oh.
And everyone starts cheering for this woman. We all go back and sit down. 45 seconds later, it starts up again.
Yeah, opening the car door is never going to get the car alarm to stop.
I mean, that's the whole point of the car alarm is if somebody opens the door they're not supposed to, the car alarm goes off.
So here's what happens, Dan. We're all sitting there just mind-blowing headache, cannot escape this noise. And a woman, I don't know why I thought this was going to be a Mission Hills man, but I did. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it.
That's okay.
I thought it was an old guy dude that drives that car.
God, so sexist.
It was not.
Going to be like a boomer?
It was a woman. And she comes out and it's blaring and you see her kind of say to the table closest to the car. I mean, it's street side patio. She's like, I'm sorry. She was inside the French Market.
The whole time.
Dan, you could have heard that alarm from space.
Oh, boy.
And so I don't know.
Now, did she have a key fob in her hand when she walked out? Like, was it obvious that it was a key fob vehicle?
Is this one of those smart cars? I've never had a car that fancy. I don't know. She did get in the car. The alarm stopped. She sat in the car for several minutes. And then she left and everyone cheered. We cheered like at the end of a movie when the villain goes away. We cheered. And I said to Sam, all kidding aside, because everyone makes mistakes, maybe she was in the bathroom in the very back with headphones on. I don't know. I don't know why she didn't come out and rectify the situation. She had a very small to-go bag, like she bought like a donut or something, like a tiny, tiny bag. No one understands why this went on for as long as it did. But I said to Sam, there's no way it's legal to just let your car rip like that.
Oh, it's totally legal. And there's nothing more unifying than an annoying car alarm outside of a Johnson County restaurant. But Dana, I will tell you, it's clearly been a very long time since you lived in a very bad apartment complex. Because when I lived in a very bad apartment complex, this was like a every third night situation. And you talk about it going on for 10 minutes. No, it went
all
on
night.
All night long until about 4 a.m. when the car would die.
Okay, so there's...
I would have gone inside. Tracked her down.
Well, we
loudly.
Like, open the door. Because keep in mind, Dan, the wait staff was coming in and out to fill drinks, to get orders. So it's not like you would have heard this. You would have heard this from Lenexa.
So
that's
nobody
how loud
took
this was.
Responsibility to try and track this woman down and sat there and watched.
I don't know. If there had been like a toddler unsecured in the car, I probably would have.
Now,
well,
maybe
that's
it's
a different story. Yeah.
Maybe it's a brand new car and she was unaware of what the car alarm sounded like. So she heard the car alarm and thought to herself, no way, that's my car. I just parked it, came in for a minute. Everything's going to be
thinking,
fine.
Somebody needs to turn that off.
When we get back, we look this up.
Yeah.
If you live in an area where this is common, is there something you can do? Because we joked, can we not just call Santa Fe Tow? And then one of our listeners wrote, don't call Santa Fe Tow, call Metro Tow.
Yeah, from the text line. Got to call Metro Tow on that one.
Can we not have the car towed? Or can you not be ticketed? That there is no way that's not a noise violation. No way. And is there technology that will disable it? 913-586-7798. I mean, I wasn't going to take a hammer to a Porsche, but I thought about it. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.